wheel has a hub. It goes through that and has that tap comes on there, a big tap. And it starts from that hub ever so far out on the wheel, the rim of the wheel comes a spoke. Mm-hmm. It's made so long and it goes in and it fastens into that wooden rim, they call it. And it's made or it's cut and carved or something in a round shape. Each piece comes so long. Mm-hmm. And it goes around and each one of those spokes they're cut off on the end and then they're fastened into a notch or something. I don't know, or a fork, whatever you mind to call it. And that wheel is so tall, so high. And then on the outside of it, it has a steel or iron, which you might call it, a rim, mm-hmm. that rolls on the dirt.
Well now, are you familiar with the word thalli? I've heard people use that as part of a wheel. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
No, I don't know that I know what they call that.
Well, is there a part of the wheel that's inside the rim, or do you call all of that that goes around the spokes the rim?
Well, that's all I've ever heard of called,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
that's all I've ever heard.
Well, now, what about horses to ride on? Did you ever ride horses?
Not too much. We never did have too many horses in my growing up day. I mean, have some, long, but not too many. But people even, until now, has what they call riding horses, you know. But now we never did have too many of those. In my younger days, we had mules to farm with, you know, mm-hmm. to farm plantation. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you describe a saddle to me?
No, I don't know how to describe one. We've had several of them. I wouldn't know.
Well,
a piece of leather looks to be like made into. It's got pads and it sits up on the animal's back. I reckon you call that part soft, you know, or be burdensome to the stock, horse, or mule, whatever it was on. Then it has this thing that comes under his stirrup, that comes under his stomach, you know, that holds it on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, that's the way it's made.
And what about the things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Uh-huh.
Call that other part belly gird, I believe.
The belly gird?
Yes, ma'am. And the stirrups is where you come down from the saddle, fastened on the saddle, and come down, you put your feet in those. You know.
Uh-huh.
That's the stirrups they call.
Well, now, let's see. Will you tell me a little bit about the stock that people have around here? And what you call, if you have different words for the male and the female animal, you know, like pigs or hogs, what do you call the female hog?
Well, female hog, they call those sows.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then the male, they call those male hogs. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Same way with the cows, only they call the female cow, they call them cows, and then the males, they call them the male beast.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in the way they call them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what's the difference, or is there a difference between hogs and pigs?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is
well, the difference? The grown-up, they call them the sows and the males, and the little ones, they call them the swine. You know.
Mm-hmm. And what about pigs?
Well, they call them the swine, little stuff.
The little ones?
Uh-huh.
So that, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Swines, and when they get grown, of course, they call them the sows.
Uh-huh.
And when the males get grown, they call them the male hogs. And same way with the cows, the cow gets grown, they call it the cow, and then whenever the male gets grown, they call it the male beast.
Uh-huh. And what do they call the cows when they're little?
Calves.